The next dictation is on Ingrid, INGRID, Schmeize, Schmieze, 71-year-old lady referred by Dr. Mitchell, Mitchell, and patient of Dr. Thee, for evaluation management of her joint pains. Patient is a poor historian. She has history of psoriasis for about 45 years and has been through several types of treatment, currently undergoing light treatment with significant relief of her symptoms. Over the years she has had some aching and hurting. More recently she has been hurting more in her right hip, occasionally in the left, also in the knees, hands, and sometimes in the neck and paracervical area. My patient uses occasional ibuprofen as needed. She gets massages on a regular basis. She has not noticed any persistent swelling of the joint. She does have morning stiffness, which lasts about 30 minutes. She also has stiffness on inactivity. Today she was hurting in the right hip, mostly on inactivity. No other skin rashes other than psoriasis. No history of sun photosensitivity, overall nasal ulcerations, Zika symptoms, etc. Currently she has difficulty with sleep secondary to right sided hip pain. She has noticed recent weight gain and some chronic fatigue. Past medical history of sarcoma of the left leg, status post-surgery and radiation therapy with radiation burns. She also has history of depression, psoriasis. Etc. Correction, and history of DJD of the lumbosacral spine with previously chronic pain syndrome needing epidural injections in the spine. Past surgical history of hysterectomy, breast tumor removal, left leg sarcoma removal, and she had metastasis in both lungs and has had partial pneumonectomy for both lungs. Family history, non-contributory social history, negative for smoking, alcohol use. Patient does not drink soda or coffee. Allergies to caffeine, present medication Prozac, immune support, selenium, multivitamin, Diametrix, vitamin D3. An ultra wheat germ. On examination today, her height was 5 feet 10 inches, weight 181. Skin examination did show psoriasis, HENT, otherwise unremarkable. Neck supple, chest clear, slightly kyphotic, heart regular, atrhythm, abdomen soft, extremities edema. Musculoskeletal examination, hands showed some degenerative changes, no active synovitis. The nails had onycholysis and digital pitting. Wrists were unremarkable. Elbows showed mild tendonitis. Shoulder had good range of motion. Lower extremity joint, feet showed some degenerative changes. Ankles were unremarkable. Knees with degenerative changes. Both hips were mildly tender, right worse than left. With slightly reduced range of motion. Mild tenderness in the right trochanteric area. Spinal examination showed paralumbar spasm and also paracervical spasm with tenderness. Laboratory tests, correction, CAT scan of the pelvis available, X-ray of both hips and pelvis from 5-1-2012 showed no significant arthritic changes. Labs available to me from 6-6-12 were reviewed, CBC and comprehensive panel were unremarkable. impression. Patient has polyarthralgia, so symptoms are suggestive of degenerative arthritis along with soft tissue rheumatism like bilateral epicondylitis and retrochondric bursitis and paracervical and paralumbar spasm. Will, however, attempt to rule out inflammatory arthropathy claims. I had a detailed discussion with the patient. I will check laboratory tests. I will try her on Nebumetan 1,000 milligrams daily. The side effects were explained to her. I will see her back and follow up in 1 month. End of dictation on this patient with a copy of note to go to Dr. Mitchell and Dr. Thay.